house officially getting the Christmas season launched off here as we broadcast from Prescott, Arizona. Jennifer and I are up here. Roman's in the studio. We'll be doing a back-and-forth broadcast the entire morning. And we are here this morning, this hour, with Mr. Mick Woodcock, the chief curator of the beautiful and wonderful Charlotte Hall Museum right here in downtown Prescott. Mick, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Rosie.
That's all right. We certainly appreciate you getting up and joining us this morning. So what have y'all got going on at the museum here in this particular season of activities?
Well, we have our special event, Frontier Christmas, which runs from 6 to 8:30 this evening. And it's based on what Christmas would have been like for folks living in territorial Arizona.
All right. So the actual event in the courthouse square gets started about 6, right?
Right.
Okay. And then that ceremony lasts 30 to 45 minutes?
Something like that.
Okay. The museum is open at that time.
Correct.
It's easy walking distance between the courthouse and the museum grounds.
Right.
And once we watch the lighting and we make our way up to the museum, what will we experience this evening?
Well, we've got a number of our historic buildings with people in them. So if you go to the Fremont House, Lily Fremont will be home. She'll talk about the Fremont's Christmas traditions, which didn't include a Christmas tree.
And the Fremonts. Tell us a little bit about the Fremonts.
Well, John C. Fremont was, of course, governor of Arizona in late 1870s, early 1880s. But before that, he'd traveled the West, was known as the Great Pathfinder. He'd run for president in 1860, and he'd just been around, done a lot of things, and so was territorial governor when he lived in this rented house.
And this would be the
late 1870s, so like okay. 78, 79.
Okay. So Mrs. Fremont will be visiting the home again tonight.
Lily, their daughter.
The daughter, okay.
Yes. She'll be home, and she'll talk about how they celebrate Christmas and how her brother is downtown practicing the organ for the Christmas program for the children.
Okay. And this is all open to the public this evening?
That's correct.
And admission?
Admission is $7. If you're a member of the museum, it's free. If you're under 17 or under, it's free.
Okay, so a great family environment to get there. Okay, so Lily's going to be there talking about the Fremont family tradition and what they're correct. Doing to get together to celebrate Christmas of 1879. When was how early do Christmas celebrations go in the city of the official Christmas city of Arizona?
They go clear back to 1863 before there was even a town.
Think about that. That's 5 months after the Battle of Gettysburg.
That's correct.
July 1863. We have the Battle of Gettysburg. We have the Army of the North stopping Lee in his northern attempt, and 5 months later, out here, so many miles away from that horrific event, we're celebrating Christmas on the frontier.
Yeah, that's true. And it's interesting because there is no town. Uncle Joe Walker, who's Joseph Rutherford Walker, the leader of the miners that come in here, they're prospectors, and he's got a small cabin on Granite Creek about where the middle school is today.
Okay.
And there's an army contingent of two companies that come over from New Mexico to basically see what's going on. You know, the word of the gold strikes is out. And so a man named Manuel Irisari from Albuquerque has a wagon train he's bringing food in to sell to the miners. It's a business opportunity for him, and they are pushing on to get as close to the miners as they can, and on Christmas Eve they wind up about where the middle school athletic field is, and they of course unhook their oxen, and they've got
set up the store.
Yeah, that's they decide that that's about where they're going to build their store, and it so happens they have Archbishop Lammy from Santa Fe traveling with him. He wants to see his diocese. And so he's traveling with him, and so it snows on Christmas Eve. Not something that happens a lot around here, he writes about his experience of having Mass on Christmas Day in the snow here in Prescott.
Wow. And so what other living history figures will you have active on the museum grounds tonight?
Well, we have a couple of ladies in our ranch house baking Christmas cookies, and they'll talk a little bit about living in a log cabin and, celebrating Christmas. Of course, the governor's mansion will have a replica or a recreation of the first Christmas tree in Prescott, which was brought here by Mrs. McCormick. She's kind of an interesting person, and then
what's her place in history?
Well, she's the wife of the second territorial governor. Margaret McCormick was from Rahway, New Jersey, which is right across the river from New York City, and she was, she was attuned to everything that was new. Christmas trees were kind of a new thing back then. Thomas Nast, who was an illustrator for Harper's Weekly, actually illustrated Santa Claus like we know him today. You know, the jolly St. Nicholas kind of rosy-cheeked, chubby guy. That's Thomas Nast. So Christmas,
So he sets the tradition of the Santa we know and the Christmas tree we've come to experience as a tradition.
Well, I think the Christmas tree actually is an import from England.
Okay.
But, it's the kind of thing you would find in New York City. And so when she gets here, she insists that they need a tree in the governor's mansion. And so she organizes the local ladies to make ornaments for it. Everything's handmade. They make toys for the kids. Handmade dolls and little bags with candy in it and stuff like that, which is a real contrast to the 1864. This would have been 65. The 64 Christmas was people gathered at the governor's mansion. They brought their hymn books and they sang hymns. So, that's more of a New England tradition. There was no thought of having a tree inside your house.
I'll be darned. And then you have a story you'd like to share with us. Would you mind sharing the first Christmas of Arizona?
Well, I think I just did, telling you about Bishop Lammy. But but the governor's party actually was in traveling here, and they thought they'd be in Prescott by Christmas, and they weren't. They were in far western New Mexico. They were stopped at a place called Ojo Pescado, Fish Springs, and it was a dark and stormy night kind of thing. They saw there's a storm coming in, the same one that Manuel Irizarry got his snow out of.
And
so they decided to stop. They kind of circled the wagons, went and got firewood, did all the stuff you need to do to make a camp for a lot of guys, and so they decided they were going to celebrate Christmas no matter where they were. Put the American flag on the side of one of the wagons, and they
that's what I'm talking about.
Built a big fire, had coffee and what one of them referred to as toddy. We don't have any idea what was in it, but you might imagine.
Okay.
And about the time they were going to start the festivities, it started to snow. And so they sang songs. The politicians gave speeches. Some of the military guys gave speeches. In fact, Colonel Chacon, who was first New Mexico Volunteers, he gave his speech in Spanish. Somebody translated it for him. So and then there were some German soldiers, and they sang German songs. They had quite a time. They had a real Christmas celebration, and by the time they were done, it had cleared off
Wow.
and stopped snowing.
These are all experiences you'll be able to to see and hear about and learn about at the Charlotte Hall Museum. Tell us a little bit about the namesake of the museum, Charlotte Hall.
Oh, Charlotte Hall. Well, Charlotte comes here as a 10-year-old girl in 1880, and she lives on a ranch. She's a ranch kid and grows up, you know, with not a lot of education. She's able to go to school occasionally, but she's able to, her, you know, her parents want her to have an education, but she's got to work.
Sure.
So she's able to actually come to school in Prescott, and Henry Fleury is living in the governor's mansion at that time. He came with the governor's party. He's one of the original pioneers. And so she goes over to see him, and she's spellbound by the stories he tells. He talks about the governor's party, and he talks about coming here, and he talks about Margaret McCormick and her rose bush and living in the governor's mansion and all the things and how the town grew up. And she's captivated by it and decides that, you know, she wants to do something about that. So, you know, as she goes along, she becomes a writer. She's an author. She's in Out West magazine and other literary endeavors, and she winds up coming back to, you know, her hometown. She's in Los Angeles, the LA area for a while, but she comes back here, takes care of her aging parents on the ranch. When they pass away, then she sells the ranch, moves to town, gets the city to allow her to turn the governor's mansion into a museum. And so she lives in the attic and opens her museum.
And goes on to really a national stage of recognition in,
yes,
all that she's accomplished in her writing and in establishing a museum, as well as women's suffrage as well, right?
Well, it's true. She's a woman far ahead of her times. In fact, she's the first woman to be a territorial official. She's the territorial historian. And so she's out and about. She travels to what's known as the Arizona Strip, that part of Arizona above the Colorado River.
The part we were never supposed to have.
Yeah, that's right. And so she's a big campaigner for that. She travels there, photographs it, you know, makes all kinds of notes on what's going on, and comes back and convinces everybody that Arizona ought to keep the Strip.
Well, thank you, Charlotte Hall.
That's
boy,
right.
It sure is a great part of Arizona.
It is.
Mick Woodcock, the chief curator of the Charlotte Hall Museum. Go ahead. You've got about 15 seconds to invite everybody up to your event this evening.
All right. Y'all come on out. We're going to have a great time.
And it goes till what time?
8:30.
And it seems like when we were there with the grandchildren last year, weren't we drinking some hot cider they were serving up and
stuff? Yes, hot cider and cookies.
All
so
right.
So come on out.
It's all there at the Charlotte Hall Museum here, just outside of downtown Prescott, folks. This is the official start of the Arizona Christmas season in the official Christmas city of Arizona, Prescott, Arizona.